How to Need the Sliders podcast. I'm your host, who's Taff. Find out on the pod, aka Taffavelli. It sort of sounds like favela when I think about it. It reminds me of favela, that little word association. Anyway, who else we got in studio today?
You've got Toby, the guy, Senpai.
Senpai.
Thanks, Taff.
I timed my ad lib wrong. I'm so sorry.
You're offbeat with everything.
And you've also got Monsieur Mo.
Mo the Monsieur. There are other Monsieur. AKAs, if I can give some AKAs. We got Mo the Podcaster and Podcaster
Toby.
Podcaster Toby.
Come on, not on this episode. Let's just leave it out, man.
Podcaster Toby, man.
This isn't becoming the thing, man. I'm tired.
And today we have a celebrity dilemma. Mo, would you care to read it out?
Notes. Has a child, or he's about to have a child with his pregnant wife. I think she is. And he recently hit up his old flame, Alyssa. Wanted to meet up. Was very persistent about it to the point where he was outside her yard and then sent her a message saying, I'm outside. And she decided not to meet him that day, but the next day, just so she could, you know, find closure, blah, blah, blah. She was persistent that she didn't want anything. And then when she made that clear, he was annoyed because he clearly wanted something in the way they was approaching her, she said. And she just aired out on Instagram because she found it disrespectful to not only herself, but also to his baby mother. So yeah, thoughts.
It's bad, obviously it's bad, but there's been a lot worse out there. I'll just say that. I mean, Tristan Thompson.
Oh.
She was giving birth. But yes, thing.
Was she? What was the Tristan
Yeah, she was
Thompson
in the
middle situation?
Of labor, and then he was caught, like, cheat. Like,
wow, she was in labor, fam.
Yeah, which is why, that's the first thing that came to my head as soon as I heard, like...
Bro, you know, when people do this shit, yeah, what type of mentality do you have to be, like, to see your girlfriend or wife that's pregnant, that you're with, mm-hmm. like, with a full pregnant belly, and still be out here, like, texting other women? It doesn't make sense to me. But I just feel like the way that girl... dropped the information, it was so clout chasery. She ran to a blog unprovoked and said, I have a bad boy piece of information for you, and you know, proceeded to lay out some massive paragraph breaking down the situation for no reason. So sure, what he did was bad, but really and truly the blame lies on the girl, in my opinion, for a lot of it.
A lot of what?
For the drama that's going on, fam. Actually, all of it lies on her. All this drama is her.
I would have gone
her.
To the woman directly.
Yeah. You'd have came to her as a woman?
If I was Alyssa, yeah, the girl that brought the story, I would have gone to Notes' wife, the one that's pregnant.
Do you think she's just as bad for like going out there?
For going on social media, I think that's even worse because pregnant people, pregnant women don't need stress. And of course, she'd probably be stressed out before, like when she was told by Alyssa privately. But it wouldn't have been all of social media talking about her and the fact that she's getting disrespected, which just isn't necessary. So yeah, she clearly did it just to get clout. And she wasn't doing it because she was thinking about the mother and stuff like that. But I mean, that's social media nowadays. So if you're a public figure like Notes is, then people will do it to you just for the clout.
Has Notes said anything about that?
I don't think so. Has he, Taff?
He hasn't come out, to the best of my knowledge. But... We'll see if he has. I don't think you could come out. If you're in Notes' position, the best move to play is silent. That's what a lot of celebrities do. They just, when controversy comes out on them, they just lay low for a bit. For example, Dutch Avelli, fam. He got hacked and his DMs got hacked so peakly. Like, I think one message that came out was him to Steph London, his sister, yeah? He was like, Russ gets a lot of views. And then she was like, so does Baby Shark. And you're talking about celebrities too. And the UK music scene is very, very fragile in that because of how small the scene is, you're more likely to run into people. Yeah. So you can't really say stuff, mean stuff about people because you'll see them eventually.
Yeah.
And that's just peak.
Yeah, damn. That's disrespectful as well. Baby Shark, you know, it gets a lot of views.
I mean, the only thing that's peaked for them is that it was aired out because he was hacked. Other than that, there's nothing really that deep about it. She doesn't like his music. She can compare it to Baby Shark all she wants.
Yeah, but there's a certain level of disrespect in comparing it to Baby Shark, though.
Yay. A whole baby shark. And what's funny is Ross changed his Twitter handle to Baby Shark. Like, you know, yeah. I saw you in it.
Yeah. Well, it's good that I think he's taking the cab lightheartedly. So that's pretty good. Like, I guess he has.
Yeah, I don't think he's taking lighthearted.
Oh,
you're nah, niggas like him, yeah. He's saying Baby Shark to say, I saw you. Obviously, we're not going to do any features anytime soon.
Okay.
And probably your brother as well. I'm not going to feature with him. So yeah. Fair. And yeah, it is what it is. But in England, it's just like that with the scene. Like, everyone's friends for the most part. You know, Chip and Stormzy came out. But, well, Chip came out. Stormzy laid low. I still don't know why he hasn't responded. Because maybe Chip's that much of a menace. But to take it back to our dilemma here.
Yeah, if I was Alyssa, I would have just approached the pregnant wife and been like, yo, this is what your man is really on. He clearly wants to do something with me. I didn't want to do it, which is why I didn't go anywhere. But that's definitely something you should consider taking forward. She didn't need to go online and be doing all this. Oh, I need to tell the world as well. It was just unnecessary.
Yeah, facts. And it's so much more different when now what's happening in a relationship is like out there. Because obviously it's not like it's a random girl as well. It's like notes his ex. And so obviously this is now between notes his ex, notes and his current girl. And it's so easy to stay in that circle and just keep it between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's out there, it's just, man, I think it's complicated their relationship even more. So one, it's affected the relationship. And two, the stress as well it's going to put on the mum's like mad. And is she due? Do you know when she's due? Or
no idea. No? But either way, it's just not stress. It ain't good at any part of your pregnancy.
Yeah.
Miscarriages can happen at any point in time. And that's even without any stress that you might already be under. It was careless.
I think the way she handled the information was very careless, and Notes himself was just careless.
Of course. I don't know. Like, I don't want to place it all on Alyssa because Notes is a clown in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. He gave her the ammo for it.
Yeah.
But again, the mentality to sit next to your pregnant wife or your wife in labor, fam.
Jeez.
You're heartless.
Although with the Tristan Thompson thing, I don't know if he was cheating exactly the same time she was in labor, but the story dropped when she was in labor.
Sure.
All right.
And that's just, what's it called? That's just TMZ. It makes sense for tabloids and them ones to drop the news when it will hurt the most. Or when it will be the biggest. Not when, obviously, when it hurts the most is probably when it will be the biggest. And that's definitely when she's in labor. Just a peak thing for anyone to be going through. A mum. Well, soon to be mum on the tape. On the pregnancy bed and then, boom, TMZ. Tristan Thompson cheating.
To be fair, this is a bit random, but have you seen that? Because you said stress during labor, innit? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that Netflix series about the queen going to war?
Which queen?
Just the trailer, but she was pregnant and actually was going to war and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is this based on a real life story?
I don't know. But I can't really imagine a pregnant woman going to war.
Neither can I.
That's crazy. And how long are you there for as well? Like on her lines?
I don't know, but the belly was showing still. But still, any type of stress is bad. But I don't even know why that Netflix series exists. That was just a random one, to be fair.
That's weird. Well, I mean, yeah, if the queen could handle war and still have childbirth, then hey, man, maybe his wife will be fine.
I feel like in this society, it doesn't make sense. Like it's trying to push some empowerment narrative, but just in a weird way, you know? For example, this is an example directly relating to that, but another way like society is a bit fragile is how recently there was a conversation surrounding the basketball net and the height, and there was some male presenter suggested to a female basketball player or a woman basketball player, maybe they should lower the net so that the female players can dunk on each other more. And so she got slightly heated or annoyed that he suggested that because she was like, oh, are you watching us to see us dunk or are you watching us to see the game? I've grown up my whole life with this certain height. Do you guys know the height of a basketball net?
It's usually 10 foot, right?
Yeah, 10 foot. And he was asking to drop it to 9. In my head, immediately, my reaction was she's being very silly right now. In my opinion, she's being very, very silly. Like, I don't know about you guys.
I disagree.
Wow. Oh.
You don't think they should lower it for women?
I don't think so, no. If you're a woman, if you're obviously like in the WNBA, is she already a WNBA player? Yeah. If you're already in that, then your whole life you're used to, as you said, like practicing on a 10-foot rim. And if it's lowered to 9 foot, even though you can cool, like you can dunk, your shooting's going to be off. just a lot of different aspects are going to be off because you have to get used to that 9 foot rim now. So now it's like, okay, basketball's not all about dunking at the end of the day. And some people just have to compromise for like that tall height. Even on average, like women are shorter than men. So it's like when you first think about it, like, okay, cool, it makes sense. And then you got to realize that, oh, okay, it's not all about dunking. Yeah. So
The context for the why he suggested that was because they were talking about how WNBA can, you know, raise capital and get more watchers because it gets significantly less than the regular NBA.
It loses money every year.
What was that?
It loses money every year. The WNBA right now is being bailed out every year by the NBA in terms of how they make cash. Okay. They cannot afford to sustain. They're not self-sustaining.
See, so they were talking about what would make it more interesting, and obviously dunks, and you know, seeing them getting them shots of like LeBron James in the air reaching back about to slam it in. You probably want to get those shots in it. So yeah, Mo, what's your thought?
I was gonna say I agree. It probably should be lowered, or if not that, that's how they. If they don't change the game that way, I'll just ask them to maybe shorten the time they play the game, because the men game is what. 48 minutes, 12 minutes each quarter. If they shorten this, maybe 10 minutes each quarter for the girls or less than that, just so that throughout the game we see explosiveness, because I've watched WNBA highlights and I've never been impressed.
Really?
Like, it's poor. And it's sad to say, because that's not something you see in all sports when it comes to contrasting between the male side and the female side. Tennis, I think tennis... is
Serena Williams. Yeah,
Serena Williams, not even just Serena Williams. Maria Sharapova, Venus Williams, like there's better tennis players, female tennis players, that play very, very well. And they play very well amongst themselves. It's still a very entertaining game to watch between male players and female players. Although male players, they play more sets. Yeah, that's how they balance the game between males and females. But with WNBA, so or female basketball, and then you can throw in football as well for females as well. It's just poor. The way it sounds right now, it's just poor. It's not fun to watch. So, yeah, I would just suggest changes so that it becomes a more interesting game to watch. It's not about, oh, you grew up on a 9, you grew up on a 10-foot rim, you're used to these shots. Well, you're used to these shots, but guess what? People aren't watching you play. And some of them are complaining about the money they're making as well. So if you want to receive more money, then first of all, fix how you sustain yourself in the first place. It's terrible. The only reason they're being supported right now is because of the society we're in. It's peak. I would not. I wouldn't allow my child to go into WNBA right now.
Okay, let me get some stats for you guys.
It's so entertaining. Who's going to watch that? Even if that's my kid playing, I'm not watching. Damn. They don't full stadium.
You'd watch your daughter, man.
Oh, if I would.
They think about what you're saying.
Would I?
Really? Oh, you would. Surely. Yeah.
No. You know what's... Okay, no. Let me bring it back to football, yeah? There are under 18 football teams that have beaten professional women's teams. Tell me, should that be happening? That's what I'm saying. Like, the level of... Maybe this is also because there's not enough investment in the female side of sports. And there's definitely an argument for that. And that's definitely something that should be improved. So I'm not going to say it's only because females are just not as good as the game when the game is being played at the same level as men. But I definitely think that is also a factor that plays into... why it's not fun to watch. Because females just aren't as powerful as men when it comes to being on the ball, whether that's basketball, football, anything else. Okay. And so it plays, when they balance it, because sports should be balanced when it comes to gender, especially when you're dividing them like tennis, it works. It works out. Well, tennis it did anyway. So I imagine it would work well if they did it for basketball. And
they've done mixed tennis matches, haven't they?
They have done mixed tennis matches. Yeah. I believe so.
Okay. If you're going to play on the same court, and I assume for the same length as well, innit? That
same length of time,
right, Mo? Yeah.
Yep.
So you're playing same. So the game conditions are the same for you. Same ball size, or is the ball smaller?
I believe it's the same size as well.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're playing under the same game conditions, why aren't you guys playing as in mixed teams? There's a reason for it, because there's a physical difference between you. So if you're already going to separate each other based on your gender while playing under the same conditions, you've acknowledged that. You know, there's two different types of players here. So now, as a female player, you now have to basically adapt to like the men players who are like probably gonna hit harder, more aggressive, and you know, it's just a different beast when you deal with that. The reason why, when you acknowledge that there's a difference between genders and you split it, you can also acknowledge that on average, women are shorter than men. right?
Yep.
And here's the main flaw with it. So women, hold on. Okay, so the NBA was made in 1946. Mm-hmm. The women NBA was made in 1996. Literally 4 years before some of us were born, fam. That's how recent the women NBA is, right? So between that space of time, men, the game of basketball, and it was invented before, yeah? The game of basketball, because of how scientific sports is, they've managed to work out, okay, what's the type of build we need? How tall should the net be? How big should the ball be? And they've done that adjusting to men. Mm-hmm. Everything in that game, the length of time, has been used for male participants. So it doesn't work for you. If you now, a woman comes in and you play under those same conditions, it won't work for you. You have to adjust it to fit your, like I said, the average woman, even in the NBA, in the WNBA, is probably shorter than the average professional basketball player. And they probably have smaller hand sizes, smaller feet, all these types of things. They're basically, it doesn't make sense to play under the same conditions. Scientifically, it doesn't make sense.
Just to make a small suggestion here, Taff, I've just checked the rules for women's basketball. Mm-hmm. The basketball size is 28.5 inches in circumference, which is 1 inch more than the normal NBA ball.
Right.
Okay. And then court dimensions as well, that is less than normal NBA. And also in terms of the game clock, they do already play 10-minute quarters. They don't play the normal 12 minutes that normal NBA or male basketball players play. And at the moment, it's still unattractive to watch.
Yeah.
So they're you have to
lower the ball.
They also have the 3-point line closer. It's about 0.3 meters.
The line's closer. Literally, in my head, how I imagine it is them taking, if the full sized one or the original sized one was built for people that are bigger than you, stronger than you, you literally just have to make things just a tiny bit smaller. And like you said, they've reduced the court size, the time you play, the ball size, reduce the height. It doesn't make sense. You have to literally make everything smaller.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because again, you're messing with the conditions that you're changing. It's like a game with settings where you'll change these other settings, but then the ring is still high up.
Yeah.
But everything's close. Everything else is off.
Nah, what you're saying makes sense. Yeah. And I would say I've changed my mind.
Wow.
Thinking of like the perspective of like, okay, the people who are ready, like in the WNBA, but I guess it's something that they could sort of adapt to. But your point of the fact that like the NBA's been pretty much the difference in when the WNBA was started, and the NBA is like a 60-year difference. That's 60 years of the sport adapting to like the men's sides of male participants. Only makes sense to at least have the sport start adapting to female participants.
And another thing, we mentioned tennis, whether it's male or female, is entertaining because they kept, or they may have adapted things to fit both participants. Hurdles, when people are running hurdles, it's still just, whether it's male or female, it's still just as entertaining because in the hurdles, they lowered the bar for the women so that they can get off the hurdles. Because why? Women on average are shorter than men. They'll have longer, I don't think you call it wingspans for legs, but their stride length is a lot shorter than men because of their height. So they adjusted. Same thing with this. That's how I see it. So, and then it all traces back to making the sport more interesting for it to get money. To be fair, we've seen the same conversation with women's football in England. I don't know how far how well that's going right now.
I mean, Man United only started a women's football team in 2019, which is very late. 2019 or 2018, which is extremely late.
Right.
Because other big teams in England, they started maybe like around 10 years ago-ish.
Yeah.
Or just under 10 years ago. So Man United took their time, but football and women's football in England is slowly and steadily making strides. Yeah.
And it only makes sense. When was women's football in England introduced?
As a concept.
As an official thing. So you know how there's a WNBA?
Yeah.
Where's the women's version of football for that in England? So whenever that was introduced as well, the same things apply. The sport was made for this type of build. You're that type of build, it won't work. They've probably reduced the pitch size. Can they even reduce the pitch size? Because like, if you're thinking about stadium, how are they going to reduce the pitch size for a whole stadium?
I reckon it'll be It'll be definitely more demanding than like a basketball court, but you could definitely do that.
They could just draw new pitch lines,
I guess. Lines,
but they just have to wash it away. Although, I don't know if they play on the same size. I think they play on the same size pitches, you know, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I would hope that they make the goalkeeping posts closer together and the bar lower down.
Yeah.
Because women just aren't as tall as men. But yeah, I wouldn't want to make these changes if they could play with the same rules and it be interesting. But if they could do that, then we wouldn't split up the sport.
What's lacked in it for you? Because I don't watch basketball, but I just feel the conversation shouldn't be, you know, this toxic or people shut you down because you're saying, oh, women are this. Or you're not downplaying women. You're just looking at the objective facts. Or maybe that's just me being a man, not looking at the emotional side or whatever. But if you look at the facts, this doesn't work. That's all I wanted to say on that.
I mean, as someone that's watched it, I would say that it's not interesting in the sense that there's less skill in what I see when I watch the NBA. Again, fair enough, men are bigger and stronger, but that doesn't mean that a woman can't have the same adaptability with a basketball when it comes to dribbling. That they can still be really good dribblers, female dribblers, better than me for sure. Dunking is something that is just something else that I think is necessary. It's a fun part of the game. So the fact that not a lot of them do dunk means that we lose a part of the game when it comes to watching the female side. And then I say the final thing is that there's just way too many bloopers for women's basketball. I'm not just talking about the WNBA here. It's just like all across, like too many times I see on YouTube, like, you know, if you're taking like a free throw, you have like two or three of the opposing team ready to catch, rebound the ball if you miss.
Box you up.
Yeah. One of the opposing team, so the team that wasn't taking the three throw, grabbed the ball, she went up for the thing in her own basket. And the thing is,
are these professional teams? She's done an own goal.
That's a professional team.
An own goal?
Yeah.
And
it's valid. It's valid in basketball. It's valid. The rule sticks in basketball. So like, if you put it in your own basket, it's 2 points for the other team.
Jesus.
Yeah, and it's just weird. I don't, like, that's, those are like small, those are small things, I guess. But it just shows that all across the level of play in that league or in the leagues for females are just poor. They're just not as good as men. Like, that's just knowing how to play the game at its core. Like, we've seen male flops in the NBA. We've seen flops, they're bare flops. They're like when J.R. Smith ran away when he should have kicked it to LeBron, when he dribbled away, and then when he should have kicked it to LeBron. But it's not like he put it up in his own hoop. That's like a tactical mishap.
Right.
What she did was a core game error. It's just those kind of things coupled with the lack of explosiveness because they're just not as powerful and they're playing on the same rims as men. And just like lack of dribbling skill that just make it not interesting to watch.
To be fair, I don't know about the dribbling skill, but as far as keeping things equal, I think...
The dribbling thing, they just have to work on that. I think that's more to do with people or fund or companies investing in... Or the country investing in women's basketball.
Yeah.
You can't fix that by say, oh, get better. Like, they just have to invest.
Yeah, I'd say, and also, these teams are companies as well. So what you just said about Manchester United having a women's team in 2019, to me, they saw it. They saw everyone else jump in 10 years before them and be like, it doesn't look too good for them. We're going to hold off because we don't want to lose money at the end of the day. How many of those teams, like if you're saying WNBA is not profitable right now, I'm curious to see how profitable the football teams in England are, if you have any stats on that, like just to see, do you have anything on it?
I don't have any stats at the moment, no. Do you guys, let's say the WNBA sticks to where it is right now, don't make any significant changes, do you think that they'll continue to lose money? Because right now they're losing about 10 million, I think it's 10 million a year.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
And it's the NBA that's supporting them right now.
Yeah. Nothing's happening. Like, do you want people to watch your game or do you just want to play? If you just want to play, fine. But you can't complain about not having numbers if you're not willing to adapt and be entertaining, because sports is meant to be entertaining. And people, like you said, they lack the entertainment factor that their counterparts have. And this will give them that entertainment factor, because dunks are a huge part of basketball. Like, they're big moments. You get these amazing pictures of in-game shots of these people in the air with the ball about to slam dunk and stuff. and it's just not there.
Yeah, like, sorry, but if, like, you have the NBA and you have the WNBA, and then everyone can admit that, okay, the NBA is more interesting to watch, and why do you want to watch something, well, waste your time and watch something that you know is less entertaining? Like, it's simple. It's just simple as that, really. Simple. And if you're not willing to make any changes to, like, okay, like, we're losing more and more fans, like, we're not making as much money, and you're just going to carry on doing the same thing you're doing, then where's the extra money going to come from, essentially? Like, what are you expecting to happen? It's just simple as that. There needs to be some sort of change.
Yeah, I think the point you mentioned about them having to adapt, yeah, I think it would be tough, but for the greater good, you lot would have to firm it so the next generation comes in practicing on that 9-foot hoop, and then they'll be better.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to firm it for the next ones.
And their league will make more money, and then potentially more, like, girls who are into basketball have a better opportunity as well to...
You'll have to sacrifice.
Somewhere. Exactly. It's not like the NBA's rules have remained consistent since its inception 6 years ago or how many years ago.
Haven't there been any recent changes? I swear they've changed the hoop in the last 20 years.
They changed the backboard because of Shaq and how strong he was.
What was he doing?
He broke rims. Yeah, he broke the glass off the backboards, fam. They had to change it because of this guy. He's one of those guys people that when they come into a game, you have to change the rules. He's one of those guys.
Mm.
And they changed the rules before, like in basketball before, you weren't able to dribble. They included that. Why? To make it more interesting. Because when they move, when someone can move and they're limited to just standing still or passing and shooting, like netball, for example, the game's more interesting.
Yeah.
The rules have changed since its inception, and women's basketball can change just the same if they want to stay relevant entertainment-wise and financially.
Yeah, now that you mentioned changes as well, especially recent, I know it may not be major, but even now, like, I'm pretty sure they made a change to the layup rule, to the way you lay up. I'm not sure if Mo knows anything more about that.
No, I didn't know too much about that.
I think it was, like, quite a few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, they made, like, a change. But it wasn't anything drastic. But even then, it's like, it just shows that they're still sort of adapting their game. So, yeah. I think it's just, especially now, it's like, it just makes sense to adapt your game towards the participants rather than, what it originally was.
Exactly.
So it just makes sense.
Certainly not a sexist agenda that's at play here. Or, sexist or misogynistic one.
Yeah.
We're just trying to see you prosper, more females in the future prosper, and hopefully bring more people to see you. Don't you want an audience? Like a significant audience.
Wait, who are you talking to right now? You sound hella direct.
Female basketball. All right. Female basketballers. And
you just sound hella direct. Like, you just...
I hope it's going to them.
I'm speaking to any females that are interested or actively participating in any sports where they maybe not see numbers that they see in male sports. And just in case they're thinking it's, males have a sexist agenda. Because I see this stuff all the time when it's female sports or films that have predominantly female casts, like the Charlie's Angels ones that came out last year, I think.
But Charlie's Angels was a series of movies. It was a franchise that Fast and Furious, they just bottled it. Like,
it was, the film was dead. It was boring. It was full of woke feminist BS, if I'm going to put it
SJW.
There we go.
Pandering.
There we go. No, exactly that. And then the director of the film, who's also female, came and said that men didn't want to see our thing. Okay, men didn't see it, and neither did females either.
Yeah.
Your numbers are terrible. And the thing is, females, like, not all females have sports, but a lot of females do. They'll come to watch NBA, but are they there to watch WNBA? People aren't just gonna love you just because you're both females. You gotta show them something they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And you don't show them anything.
I understand the chip on the shoulder thing, you get me? Because you already know the stigma and the system's against you in a way. But falling into that storyline of, like, for example, Charlie Angels, you mentioned.
Yep.
It's a female cast and they're pushing the social justice warrior pandering, saying these woke things just for the sake of saying them, yeah? That stops the entertainment because you're too busy cramming in the social justice warrior stuff. The story is suffering, fam. Yep. The characters are suffering because you're too busy trying to make this one black girl take away everything from her, and she's just the black girl pushed a narrative of a strong black woman, and that's all she does, and that's where her storyline ends, fam. You're not telling a story. You're just sending a message through this person, and it's just a one note message that's being hammered over people's heads. Like, the reason why these things do well, like if we're branching off into movies, I feel, is that superheroes, for example, we like these straight white male superheroes most of the time. For example, your Supermans, your Batmans, your Iron Men, because when they tell stories, they're not telling you a story about a black superhero who had to face racism and you make out the hood or some story like that. They're just telling you a story about a guy with powers. And I can be a guy with powers, but I'm black. But my story doesn't stop at me being black. Or every two episodes, it's not me dealing with racism.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I saw that a lot in Supergirl, the CW Supergirl, where they'll, you know, push that narrative.
There was quite a lot of it.
And then there was the female Batman film that came out, Jesus. Batwoman. And in the trailer, there's a scene that goes, where the guy goes, the suit is perfect. And she goes, it will be perfect when it fits a woman.
That's doing too much. That scene didn't make any sense. But would you say, like, when you have stuff like that, it almost feels like it's sort of a distraction to the overall...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're killing the story by doing too much of that. The story doesn't move forward. Your characters don't get any development. Or sometimes you don't even want to develop the characters, fam. You just want to be like, all you're going to do is tell people women are powerful. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's where your storyline ends.
It's good that
And because the story is suffering and the characters are suffering, that's why no one supports it. Because there's nothing entertaining there. And it's a vicious cycle. We need to start making... they need to start making stories just as stories that you need to make. Superman is Superman. He's not some white... His story isn't about him being white and straight. It's just him dealing with his powers and his situations. It's not about his race, his gender, his sexual orientation. It's just about him as a person. Because at the end of the day, we're all human and we're all people. And we all go through things similarly. Like, whether you're black or white or this or that, you'll have a bad day. Oh, you'll have someone you don't like. We're all people, fam. And there are things that we all have in common as human beings. And you can tell relatable stories that way. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, and I feel like you bring up movies is like sort of a good comparison with this. Because when you're like writing a movie, obviously your goal is to make an interesting movie. Obviously, you have your representation in which, like, okay, you introduce a woman as the main character. But at the end of the day, your goal's like not necessarily to like push this, okay, like we've got a woman in the cast, we don't care about how numbers do. Because at the end of the day, you want to write a good movie or a good TV series. So you want the movie and TV series to do well. So that's your goal. So now with like the WNBA, okay, you want to make it entertaining sports for the watchers and players. Obviously, representation is good, but it's like, okay, you got to make sure you're not too distracted by, like, let's say you don't want to change your rules because it's like, okay, it's sort of like demeaning the fact that you can do the same thing a man can do, but now you have to sort of like nerf your sport in order to suit you guys. And there's nothing wrong with that, because then you're making your sport more entertaining, which is pushing towards your goal.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the reason that there's separate leagues is because if they were mixed, females wouldn't break into it anyway, or very few of them would.
Yeah.
So there just wouldn't be representation. That's why there's whole leagues dedicated to, women's basketball, women's football, for example, just so that females at a young age and females at whatever age can see and grow up seeing females playing basketball, playing football, playing any sport they want to. Because it is entertaining and they do have a right to play these sports and be on a big screen earning whatever cash they want to earn.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's not a slight against you. We just want to
and
see.
And I feel the grudge or the chip on the shoulder that some may have for people not watching or supporting their content, it comes with the game, fam, you know. Maybe it's because, again, the WNBA started in 1994 or 1996, bro. That's 24 years. It's very, very young. And it might take a while for it to blow and for people to fully accept it, for it to become a social norm. Because, yeah, there are people that live through a generation where it didn't exist. And so they're now having to try and enjoy it. And they're more likely to see the differences in entertainment and skill and da-da-da-da-da more than we are to a certain extent. And yeah, maybe it'll just take time for it to blow. Who knows? But it comes with the ground. If you're that's the thing. If you're getting into these sports right now, if I'm like 15 and I watch WNBA, I'll know that, oh, it doesn't get as much views, or there's always a massive conversation happening about changing this, changing that, how much they get paid, da 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 da. And you still go on to pursue that. I'm not saying don't complain. Just having the grudge on your shoulder is not good for you, because it weighs you down in a way. Like, you know, fight for the change if you want the change, or if you don't want the change, but just make your voice be heard in a respectable way.
And with that, we're going to close the podcast. Thank you for listening to Sliders Pod. Make sure to subscribe to our Spotify Music and Apple Music playlists or podcasts. Thank you. And also to follow us on our Instagram at Sliders Pod. I've been your host, Monsieur Mo, aka Movie One Kenobi. And the other two hosts.
Yeah, you got Toby the Guy Senpai.
Who's Taff? You found it on the pod, aka Taffavelli. I don't think it was a good time for me to use Taffavelli, so after, you know, the controversy surrounding Dutch right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I just flopped. Yeah, I might have flopped.
Sliding up.